Our processional hymn is number 556. Let us rise.
Good morning.
Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church on this ninth Sunday in Pentecost. And it is very warm, in case you didn't know, now you do. It's a very warm July this year in American Falls. Our order of service, our liturgy, is found in our bulletin. And we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, Let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise is 754. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Beloved and sovereign God, through the death and resurrection of your Son, you bring us into your kingdom of justice and mercy. By your Spirit, give us your wisdom, that we may treasure the life that comes from Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated for the lessons.
The first reading is from 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 5 through 12. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I should give you." And Solomon said, "You have shown great and steadfast love to your servant, my father David, because he walked in faithfulness, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart toward you, and you have kept him from his great have kept for him this great today. And now, O Lord, my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David, although I am only a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in, and your servant is in the midst of the people whom you have chosen, a great people so numerous they cannot be numbered or counted. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, able to discern between good and evil. For who can govern this great people of yours?" It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. God said to him, "Because you have asked this and have not asked for yourself a long life or riches or for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right, I now do according to your word. Indeed, I give you a wise and discerning mind. No one like you has been before you, and no one like you shall rise after you." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalmody today is Psalm 119, 129 through 136, and we'll read it responsively. Your decrees are wonderful.
Therefore my soul keeps them.
The unfolding of your words gives light.
It imparts understanding to the simple.
With open mouth I pant.
Because I long for your commandments.
Turn to me and be gracious to me.
As is your custom toward those who love your name.
Keep my steps steady according to your promise.
And never let iniquity have dominion over me.
Redeem me from human oppression.
That I may keep your precepts.
Make your face shine upon your servant and teach me your statutes. My eyes shed streams of tears.
Because your law is not kept.
The second reading is Romans chapter 8, 26 through 39. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes the groanings too deep for words. And God who searches hearts knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn within a large family. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own Son, but gave him up for all of us, how will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is it to condemn? It is Christ who died, or rather who was raised, who also is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will affliction or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. Not in all these things we are more than victorious through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. Another parable Jesus put before the crowds. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs, becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. "Have you understood all this?" They answered, "Yes." And he said to them, "Therefore, every scribe who is being trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old." The Gospel of the Lord. And now, O Lord, may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. I'm about to make confession. Those sandals that Todd wore at 4-H camp at night when we dance with the girls after supper. We were there for 6 days and nights. Those sandals were filling my imagination and my heart, not with larceny, but with covetousness that bordered on obsession the summer that I was 13 years old. You might remember Ralphie in A Christmas Story and how badly he wanted that BB gun. That was the summer of the sandals. Now, I'd have cut my hands off before I stole them, but they did steal a lot of my time, and it seemed I thought about them day and night and how I could land a pair for myself before the summer was over. I moved a lot of sprinkler pipe for sandals. Wisdom informs now that the sandals stole no time at all from me. I had given my time and my attention to those sandals. Oh, how the imagination ran with those sandals. I was a slave to those sandals as I schemed and plotted how to get some for myself. That should be familiar to everyone here. Even if it's not sandals, there's been something. Tell the truth. At least to yourself. The 9th and 10th commandments against coveting are still in force for our benefit, no matter how neglected they are in our culture, and shamefully neglected from our pulpits sometimes. I confess today my covetous heart. I wanted those sandals. I given myself in deep devotion to a pair of sandals. You know they went on sale that summer? Late July, 75% off at the mall in Idaho Falls, and I wore them for 6 weeks before fall came, and I put them away until next spring. When I took them out in May the next year, I gave them to my little brother, not out of a generous heart, but because I had outgrown them. Now, sometimes the only thing more disappointing than not getting what it is we think we want is getting exactly what we thought we wanted. I had learned a lesson, I hope. At any rate, I found out that sometimes getting what we want is very unsatisfying and even useless in the long run and within a larger framework than me right now. Our hearts, that is our emotions, as that word is defined in our culture, are a very poor guide on the path to satisfaction, which underlies our longing for joy. Solomon, we heard this morning in our first lesson, could have had anything. After the death of King David, his father, Solomon ascended the throne as king of Israel. He was young, he was inexperienced, and there had been much political tension around his rise to power. In today's first reading, God invites Solomon and says, "Ask what I should give you." Instead of asking for wealth or long life, instead of asking for supremacy over his political enemies, Solomon confessed his limitations. He described himself as only a little child. It wasn't because of his age, but because he recognized that his new role called for skills well beyond his own abilities. And so he asks God for an understanding mind, an understanding heart. An understanding mind and heart. What Solomon asked for is summed up in one word, wisdom. Mind and heart united by a deep understanding. Wisdom. He didn't ask God for stylish new sandals or a Red Ryder BB gun. In the Hebrew Bible, our Bible, the heart, the center of emotions, as heart is understood in our own culture, rather it is understood as the center of thought, of decision making, and will. Solomon was asking God for the ability to listen deeply to God and to the people in order to rule with justice and to be able to discern good from evil and what mattered and what didn't. By asking for a listening heart, this story about the good Lord and Solomon teaches that wisdom begins not by speaking, but by listening. Before God made Solomon a wise king, God made Solomon a good listener, a good thinker. Our world values power, comfort, security, and celebrity. Now, against all that, Solomon's choice stands out. Solomon's prayer reveals a man who knows his limits and seeks divine guidance in order to serve others well. Our gospel lesson, published today, has Jesus with many parables. The hidden treasure, the pearl of great value, and the fishing net, among others. Jesus is speaking of the kingdom, not of Solomon, but the kingdom of God. In Jesus' time, rural people would bury their valuables because there were no banks nearby. Though the first two parables are different, they share the message that when people discover something of great value, they give up everything else to possess it. Jesus tells us the kingdom of God is that treasure. Now, Saint Augustine wrote, "Our hearts are restless until they rest in you, O Lord." Every human being is searching for happiness. We cannot not want to be happy. So we seek happiness in success, in money, relationships, recognition, possessions, or pleasure, and these things are good, but they are idols when they take the place of God. They cannot satisfy the deepest longing of the human heart. The center of our thinking, the center of our desires, only God can. Joy does not come from possessing more, but by being claimed by God as his child. Where God reigns is where there is life eternal, where there is joy eternal. The parable of the fishing net tells us that God's invitation is to everyone. All kinds of fish are gathered, and any separation of the fish is God's task at the end. Not ours ever, and not ours now. To recognize the true treasure, like Solomon, we need a listening heart. A listening heart makes it possible to discern what is temporary, what is eternal, what matters, what doesn't, what it is that merely attracts us from what truly fulfills us. To discern and to understand what fulfills turns out to be a who. His name is Jesus. His method is love. Hymn of the day is 793. Let us rise in body or spirit as we confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Trusting in God's steadfast love for all God has made, let us pray for the church, the world, and all of creation. God, our wisdom and our song, we pray for bishops, candidacy, committees, those preparing for seminary, those awaiting call as deacons or pastors, and all who seek to lead your disciples in any way. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
God, our breath and our heartbeat, help us to recognize signs of your presence among us. Protect and support diverse ecosystems, from national parks to family farms, from ranches to wild places. God of grace, God, our peace and our guide, help civic leaders hear all their people's stories with compassion and curiosity, and remind us of your love from which we can never be separated. God of grace, God, our intercessor and our lawgiver, dismantle the barriers to care and recognition of all who live with chronic illness, mobility struggles, pain, and uncertainty, especially those we lift up to you now in our heart. God of grace, God, our Redeemer, may we trust your love above and beyond all else that distracts, annoys, frightens, exhausts, or divides us. God of grace, God who seeks, finds, and saves, for our community's part in the ongoing gift of creation and for the riches of faith and hope which came before, we give you thanks. God of grace, grateful for your abundant provision and trusting in your goodness, we cast all our cares upon you through the abundant grace of Christ Jesus. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated.
Okay, does anybody know what day today is? Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church in American Falls, Idaho this morning. Today in the church year is the ninth Sunday after Pentecost. We especially welcome all of you who are visiting with us in person today and those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Cassandra Tack, Flint Raven, Morgan Olson, Victoria Rudine, Shannon Porath, Morgan Brading, Tanya Phillips, Ava Gehring. We are a refreshing list, so if you'd like to be on it, please contact Lisa to receive or share prayer requests. And I guess there's other announcements.
Good morning. Tomorrow is Daily Bread from 5:30 to 6:30. We are going to be having pork barbecue sandwiches, chips, and ice cream sundaes given by the Senior Citizen Center. So please come and join us, and if you would like to volunteer, let me know. Thanks.
Victoria and Charlie, would you like to take the offering?
Thank you.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us in what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, the church on earth, and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Mighty and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Jesus has taught us, we are privileged to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." These are the gifts of God for the people of God. It is Jesus' table this morning. It is Jesus who invites you to receive him this morning in this sacrament. Let it only be Jesus who restrains you from doing so. Everything is prepared. Come forward as the Lord calls you. Body of Christ given for you. Patty, the body of Christ given for you. Carrie, the body of Christ given for you. 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 The 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 body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The 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 body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Let us rise.
Thank you.
And let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift, in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another, for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our processional hymn, Out into the World to Love and Serve, is number 629. Go in peace, love, and serve the Lord.